Hey, Quang here. If you really wanted to support Cracked Media, you can go to cracked-media.com/shop and buy our merch. The website will be updated with limited time merch that supports all the effort that everyone on the Cracked Media crew has and will continue to dedicate to the community. Go visit cracked-media.com/shop. And remember, stay cracked.
They didn't work. Cool.
It didn't work.
All my buttons are broken. That's fantastic. Something more to put on the list for the week. Hi, guys. Episode 58, where we definitely never have technical issues. How's it going?
Welcome. Everyone's here.
The gang's all here. Oh, man. It's always something, dude. I swear to God. Mike was going to make it, though, but, you know, government shutdown, TSA things ensued.
Birds and planes.
Birds flying into turbines. That also doesn't help. I was like, I woke up and saw a thing on Google. It was like, oh, yeah, delays at, because he was actually here in Arizona for the weekend.
Yeah.
Hanging out with family, and we actually got to hang out yesterday. And I woke up and it was like, oh yeah, TSA delays at Phoenix International or whatever. And I was like, hey bro, you on a plane yet? And he's like, yeah, I think I'm still gonna make it, we're good, whatever. And I get a text from him 2 hours later, and he's like, or no, he calls me 2 hours later, and he's like, yo bro, I'm not gonna make it. We're deplaning because a bird flew into the turbine. I'm like, oh, are you kidding? There's no way.
I know that I'm no conspiracy theorist, but with the government shutdowns, now birds are flying into planes. I'm just saying, birds might not be real.
Fuck, dude. I'm just happy it was on the ground, like, beforehand. Okay, thank sure. God. Fucking hell. Sure. Hey, why do I have a racing? Oh, duh. Anyways, welcome, guys. Episode 58. We are here live, ready for y'all. Hope y'all got your bingo cards ready. I'm probably going to miss a bunch because I'm like, my mind is all over the place.
To be clear, you're responsible for your own bingo cards. We're not responsible for your bingo cards.
Well, we are responsible for making sure that they have the correct answers.
You whatever. It's gonna be hard to get bingo this week with CJ and Mikey out.
True.
Another week, another Cracked Media podcast where CJ and I are not allowed in the same room.
we actually had to separate them.
Hey, we are this is just the Justin podcast.
This is the J Squared podcast. This isn't even Cracked. This isn't even XP Share anymore.
Yeah.
This is a J Squared rants about
is it
life.
this is what you get when you crack open a white monster now. It's not double XP, it's double Justin.
Oh god, the horrors. Real quick, I'm just gonna get through some semi boring Cracked Media stuff, and then I wanna hear what this Nintendo patents thing is about. I'm sure that's gonna be juicy.
It's a little bit old news, but I figured that at least you haven't heard of it.
I mean, it's usually pretty juicy news if you put it on the list, so there's got to be something around it. But for those of you following the Cracked Media events, we got Dead by Daylight Proving Grounds actually pretty early this week. The group stages are on the 14th, not going to be streamed, but they will be live on the 15th. Which I believe is Wednesday, for those of you who want to check that out. They also have some things planned for the end of the month, so stay tuned with that. DVD wise, DVD Halloween things. It's going to be pretty sick. We also have a new iteration of Quidditch Champion Tournament coming up on this Saturday. So that's going to be sick. We're doing like a 4v4 thing, which is just going to be chasers and keepers, no seekers, no beaters, just literally soccer on a broomstick. Let's be completely honest.
Hey, soccer on a broomstick sounds like a good time.
And then possibly a little gem for you guys on the 19th, whether we stream it or just make it a video, a YouTube video. Going to be a pretty cool collaboration with Team Kiri. They got a few content creators looking to, let's just say, do a thing. I'm gonna leave it a surprise. If we stream it, it's going to be sick. Y'all should be there. If not, we'll keep you updated on the YouTube. But other than that, very far future, well, not very far future, maybe as early as next month, we might have a Rocket League, Call of Duty, and League of Legends coming at you guys. So stay tuned on that front. That's going to be sick.
Oh, man.
Oh, and of course, we're still trying to figure out a specific release date that we're going to put it on YouTube. I think I'm going to still stick with streaming it on Fridays for the loading screen. So like a live viewing on Fridays, and then we'll probably stick with the like uploading the Monday after kind of thing. But we'll keep you updated on that. But stay tuned for episode 2 of The Loading Screen for your esports news and all that good jazz. Had to throw that one in there, huh? Okay, that's going to be interesting.
I mean, if we're going to talk about League of Legends, I'd realize the two people who know nothing about it have just... though I think Mikey might have some things to say about that. So let me throw that in there, because that happened last week and it was fucking insane.
Uh-oh. All right. Well, what's this thing about Nintendo?
Okay, so this is, once again, this is a bit old news at this point, and it's still pretty vile. So you know about like Nintendo's ongoing war with PAL World, right?
Yeah.
Just suing them a bunch of
bullshit.
Is that
still going on?
So it's kind of I don't know if this is a result of PAL World or other things, but Nintendo ended up filing for a bunch of patents.
Yeah.
One of the patents, which you can look as like a justified thing, is the whole ball catching mechanic.
Oh yeah, like, I remember that.
And you're like, okay, they really did invent that, maybe get a patent. It's kind of weird for game mechanics to be patented, but whatever, right?
Yeah.
They have also now filed relatively vague patents for summoning creatures that you can control in battle or for mounting. And the wording is vague enough that could include... It only specifies that you as the main character summon a sub-character for battle or for mounting. Travel, basically.
Okay, they basically went from trying to screw over the industry to really like butt fucking the industry.
And when I say filed, I should say the United States has issued this patent.
US patent. Bro, that's like literally 40% of World of Warcraft right now.
I was going to say, that's World of Warcraft, that's most MMORPGs, or not MMORPGs, JRPGs, a lot of MMORPGs, is just summoning something, like a whole class of...
There's no way, like, what?
Fantasy character?
There's no way that actually, like, flew. Like, actually got submitted? I mean, I could see it submitted, but who the fuck would, like, let that through?
Yeah, so anyways, so those patents are unfortunately have been approved as of a month ago. Yeah, yeah. This is about a month. It's almost exactly a month ago.
And how long is this supposed to last?
A patent? I don't know. I don't know how patents for like game mechanics or anything like that last.
Okay, that's one thing. Like as far as yo, Cicerus, what's up? So as far as like, okay, when it comes to, because even like invention patents, like mechanical engineering patents, right, have a length to them. You know, if like Winnie the Pooh had a patent length, Sonic the Hedgehog had a patent length, right?
So those are different.
They should be patent, like the same, right?
So patent law is what I'm reading now. Patents generally have a max validity of about 17 to 20 years.
That's ridiculous.
Trademark is like 60 years after death of creator.
Okay. I mean, trademark's like one thing, I guess.
Yeah, like get the character, like Sonic, like Winnie the Pooh entering the public domain, Steamboat Willie, things like that.
But like, okay, so like, okay, so you get like mechanical engineering patents, like you have an idea, you want to patent it because you're going to develop, you're going to make it, whatever.
Or you're going to sell it to somebody to develop, yeah.
Exactly. And then, but I think... like this whole, the whole digital world and then trying to like scramble for laws inside of a world that that the lawmakers do not fully understand is actually wild to me. Cause like take the Nemesis system first, for example, yeah. Right?
Yep.
Okay. Like literally, in my opinion, any game development, digital idea that wants to be a patent, that wants to be a game mechanic, should only last maybe 5 to 10 years. And that could be, I would even say it would be fair to be have it amended on if like a series continues, right? So like Shadow of Mordor, that series kept continuing, the patent for the Nemesis system should still stay, right? They stopped making games, but their mechanic is still patented, so nobody else can use it. But like, that's 90% of making games is innovating off of somebody else's idea and making it better or worse. So it's like, y'all just want to fuck the industry, or like, we gonna have healthy competition?
It is. To be clear, this is not the most egregious Nintendo
not at all.
But like I think just before that they're trying to file the we developed the A press to jump button and and try to
what up, Dodge?
Fucking trying to patent jumping with a single button.
Yeah. Like the A button. Yeah, that's just wild.
Yeah. So anyway, yeah, so Nintendo doing Nintendo stuff. I don't know if there's an appeal process for other people or whatnot. The government shut down, so there's no one working at the patents office as of right now, but
yeah, go figure.
Yeah. So we'll see how that all plays out, how that affects gaming in the next few years.
That's just absolutely insane. I don't know, man. It's these half-ass lawmakers that are making half-ass laws for something they half-ass understand. It's kind of wild.
Yeah. We'll see. Because it also this is like setting a precedent too, right? Of patenting game mechanics, which is not a good thing, especially because Nintendo exists. That's like patenting like an instrument, like a musical instrument.
Yeah, like something like that.
Like, oh, if you use a guitar with a pedal or like modified pedal, you have to pay fucking Black Sabbath. It doesn't really make sense.
Yeah, and that's kind of like the same concept. It's like, how many songs use technically like the same exact chords and the same exact sequence to make something new?
Also, to be clear, I don't even think Pokemon is the first, even in the specific throw an item creature appears. Because like Final Fantasy, which came out way before Pokemon, had like summoning stones, right? I'm trying to remember. I'm sure there's like some JRPGs.
Think so, yeah.
That had like similar concepts. Either way,
that's still one.
Nothing. There won't be really any updates on that system until our government starts working again. So we'll see.
Whatever the hell that may be.
But I mean, also, did you see the what is theorized as a very petty response from the PAL World developers?
Oh God, do I even want to know?
So you know how Nintendo's releasing like an Animal Crossing-esque Pokemon game? I forget what it's called. It has an awful name. It's like Poketopia.
Poketopia. Oh my God. That's the thing. Imagine if somebody like patented Animal Crossing. It was like just the mechanics in there, and then Nintendo's gonna be like, "Well, that's unfair. We can't innovate off that." Like, then they complain, you know.
So, anyways, the PAL World developers, like the day after, also announced a basically the exact same game. It does look better. To be clear, I think the Poketopia does not look good. I can't tell you. But anyways, the Pokemon company is floundering a little bit.
That's wild.
Yeah. I figured you wouldn't.
That's just, I don't know. It's that kind of puts everything in a circle. The company trying to like lessen competition is creating a game that's basically innovating off of somebody else's already established idea.
It's like worse than that. Have you ever played what is it called? It's technically a Final Fantasy game. It was for the Wii, and it was like Wii store only, and you had basically you were like running a city in the world of Final Fantasy. It looks like that. Very simplistic.
So like almost like Game Boy 2D-ish.
It's 3D. The graphics are awful. I can't describe to you how bad it looks. It's fine. People will play it.
It's fine.
It's fine.
Somebody's going to buy it. Just because it says Nintendo on it.
Yeah. On the Switch 2.
That's wild.
Yeah. Speaking of money, you still on Game Pass? Are you gonna still pay for Game Pass?
I don't know for how much longer. I mean, I still do have it. It's
so expensive now.
Yeah, they just increased it recently, didn't they? Or they're going to increase it again?
I'm looking at it right now. Ultimate is at $30 a month.
Oh, hell no.
And PC Game Pass is at $17 a month now.
Wait, what's a $30 one for them?
For Ultimate, that's Game Pass for the both Xbox and PC.
Oh.
And new games on day one. You can
things might like have that. I might have to check that. I mean, keeping a lot of PC people Game Pass wouldn't be a bad idea, but like, I don't need to pay for Xbox anymore. I really don't. It's literally been sitting here collecting dust for probably the past 2.5 years.
That's fair. But yeah, Ultimate basically is, oh, you just get to play games as soon as they're published. And you don't have to buy the games.
That's good. I mean, there's only limited games I even play on Game Pass anyways.
Yeah.
Like, if somebody needs me to re-download Sea of Thieves or something, that's pretty much about it. I keep saying I need to play Expedition 33, but I never get around to that because somebody bought me Hades 2, and now I'm, like, knee-deep into that for God knows how long. I don't know.
Oh, the dumb price rises in a few weeks? Ah. I see.
That's lame.
Is Hades 2 good? I haven't beaten Hades 1, so I've been kind of getting back on it.
Oh, bro, you need to, yeah, you play Hades 1, get through it. It's so good.
But I also have to beat Hollow Knight so I can then play Silksong. Yeah, my controller's also fucked right now.
I take this with a grain of salt because I haven't played Hollow Knight or like, what was the other one? The Death one. Have a Nice Death. I haven't played either of those yet, but I still stand by the Hades series being one of the best like action roguelites to date right now.
If you have Legacy, it's still cheaper.
You have Legacy as in the Legacy Game Pass?
I thought the price update was automatic, like it was going to happen no matter what. Was my understanding of it. Granted, this affects me personally, zero.
Yeah, if I can keep the Legacy Game Pass price, that wouldn't be a bad idea. That wouldn't be a bad deal. But if they try to up it on me, I am definitely canceling the Xbox portion at least.
Yeah, I have if you've had it since it came out. Okay. Oh, like the OG Game Pass. I see.
Yeah. I can't remember how early I bought it. I should have it, but I'm not 100% sure. That would definitely give me a little more incentive to keep it. But if it's going up to, I don't know, even $17 is a little too much for how little I use PC Game Pass.
Can we talk about cheating in esports? Because I want to talk about cheating in esports. I've been thinking about this a lot because do you know Disguised, right? The team?
Yeah.
And the person?
Yeah.
So you know how last year for Valorant, Toast got fucked during the promotional league because the other team was actually like wall hacking?
Oh, is that what happened?
I think it was wall hacking. It was either wall hacking or they had their like coach also in comms watching the like wall hacked view, right? Because they have access to the full feed.
Yeah.
It was something like that.
Wow, that's okay.
So that happened in Valorant last year. So Disguised League of Legends T2 team is also qualifying for T1 this year. And during a DDoS attack, they had to pause the game. Within 5 minutes of the pause, I mean, the pause kept happening throughout the day. Like what was supposed to be like a 4-hour day turned into an 8-hour series.
Oh my god!
And they didn't finish because of DDoS attacks. But during one of the pauses. They're just, you know, shuffling through the player cams. They're playing online from home because it's tier 2. You can see behind one of the player cams, another player scrubbing the YouTube VOD of the game they're playing.
What? Wait.
Yeah. So like seeing all the cooldowns, turning off fog of war, ward placements, etc.
What the fuck?
Luckily, Disguise did not lose the series this time. They did win. And are in the middle of the actual qualifying match to go on to tier one league. But man, does it feel bad to be toast being fucked by two Riot Games. Also, I can't tell if the punishment is lax or I can't tell if the punishment for the scandal is too lax or too harsh, because they removed the player, right? They let them finish the series, and the player himself is suspended from the tournament at the very least. But the team, because they have to keep on playing, the team had to replace the top laner, who was like a world champion contender level. They had to replace him with a master's level streamer. Not master's level like NA, EU, Korea, whatever. Master's level South America servers streamer, who is a one-trick pony mid laner.
And they're gonna force him to play top?
And they have to, and he has to play top. Yeah, yeah. So he got wrecked.
Oh no!
It was not pretty. Which feels a little harsh for like the team, but also, I can't believe. I know that the waits are long, but allowing any amount of like alt tabbing out a game during a pause, it seems wild.
Yeah. That, okay, that's, like, what, I don't, I still don't get it, man. Like, people, like, there's always going to be cheaters in your pub matches, like, get used to it, unfortunately.
Yeah.
They're going to be around. There's always somebody who thinks they're going to, yeah, there's always somebody that gets that ego boost from cheating in pubs, but, like, to bring it to a professional level in a professional setting is just insane, brother.
To be clear, he's also kind of just a heel. He has a lot of haters because he's not been the... he's not happy. Like he makes people... He himself is just, like, unhappy because he went from playing on a top team in Korea, had a lot of personality issues, moved to America, won a couple of titles, said some things about teammates that aren't savory. He got forced to play in Brazil instead. Lost to a Brazilian team, got kicked to tier two in Brazil.
Oh my god.
Yeah, it's a massive fall from grace, but ironically his tag is Summit. Falling from it ever since.
I just still don't get it nowadays. It's like, come on, bro. Like,
yeah.
It's like cheating in fucking physical sports. Like,
yeah. What's the benefit? At least in real sports, right?
Hey, millions
of dollars.
This is real sports, all right? Come on.
Yeah, you're right. in physical sports, it's millions of dollars is the benefit. There is financial incentive to cheat in professional physical sports. Especially if you're playing in like a tier one league, like the Premier League or NFL or whatever. I can't tell you what it, how much they're getting paid playing Tier 2 League of Legends, a scene that is notoriously cheap when it comes to players.
Not enough to be cheating, that's for damn sure. Playing comeback.
Oh no. Where did I go?
Oh no, you disappeared.
Oh jeez.
Oh there you go. That's weird. Siege had a cheater play T2 for almost a year and then got caught. That's wild. Took a year for somebody to get caught in a T2 scene.
To be clear.
I take that back. I guess that kind of makes sense.
It makes way more sense. I was going to say, there's also no way that this guy would have been caught if one, there weren't massively long tech pauses.
True.
Just like if they play the game normally and there's a short pause.
So like, how exactly was he cheating? Was he just like basically using something that again turned off the fog of war and like showed him where to place words shit?
No. During the pause, literally as soon as they went into a pause, he opened the YouTube VOD, and because it's a live thing, he scrubbed the VOD.
Oh, so he was watching the fucking Oh God.
He literally like went back, he was like, oh, what happened in the last 5 minutes of the game we're playing?
That's insane. Okay.
Like, people are arguing that it might not be malicious. It might just be like, oh, it's gonna be another two. Oh my God, their coach had OBS view and sent it to the that's so insane. But, like,
wow.
But I would, yeah, I don't know. How do you?
That sounded a little worse, but I mean, that's kind of just moral integrity. Like, you fucking, like, it's called a tech pause for a reason. You're literally supposed to pause. You don't go back and be like, yo, so what'd the other team do so I could be prepared for this unpause? Like, bro, that's just kind of.
Yeah, and I understand frustration. Recently in EU, a team haven't submitted MOS for about 12 days and later got caught for editing the MOS file and then removed from the yet.
Wait, for CS? That's, oh my God.
To be fair, CS also has like a very interesting cheating problem.
Oh,
R6. R6, yeah.
They all have cheating problems right now. It's bad. Every time I talk to somebody, they're talking about somebody cheating.
I know tech pause means the coach can't talk to players, but players also can't talk to players. In tech pauses, at least for League of Legends, tech pauses that last over 5 minutes, players are allowed to talk to each other. I think that's the official rule. It might be 10 minutes.
Yo, what up, Kefka?
This is based off the Blast TV rule set. So do you know about the CS Go, or the CS? It's been going on since Go. It's just been like a really big problem in Counter-Strike with crowd cheating.
Crowd cheating?
Yeah. Oh. Basically, when in live events during big tournaments, crowds will react to like cursors going over people's heads through walls because they could see it. Hey, what's up?
What up?
But everyone's like, what do you do? You can create soundproof booths, but Counter-Strike also has like a very emotive culture, like yelling at the opponents, and that's kind of part of the fun of it.
That's like, but, yeah, that's like putting everybody in a booth for Call of Duty.
they do have the loudest crowds, but yeah, so literally to the point where casters will like, MCs will be like, you guys, you can't.
That's wild, dude.
They did do that for COD, right? I mean, they used to do that for
Wait, they put people in booths for COD? When did they do that? I've only seen open events. I've never actually, the last time I saw anybody like in a LAN event in like a soundproof thing was fucking StarCraft.
It's been a while because League used to do it too. League used to do it. It just cost effectiveness. Scrump shit talking from a booth. Yeah, I think I remember that. It's been a while. It's just expensive because every time that you move venues, it's just.
Yeah.
You have to build it again and again and again. Because it's not like. Because you're playing at like venues, right? So it's not like you bring a booth with you and it's an easy setup.
Yeah,
especially that's, if you actually want it soundproof.
That's and a lot air conditioned. That's a lot of extra work.
Extra work, extra money. But yeah, I've watching Counter-Strike tournaments, especially like grand finals, is sometimes it's horrendous. Sometimes I'm like, I can't believe it was ghosts.
It's during ghosts. Oh my god, I remember that. I actually okay. So I stopped watching Black Ops I stopped watching Call of Duty tournaments probably after Black Ops 2, which is probably why I don't really remember it.
Yeah, Counter-Strike has the wildest. Anyways, moving on. I think it's fair to move on from the negativity in the gaming world.
Yeah, we got some positive things to talk about.
Yeah. GOTY voting is about to... Game of the Year voting is about to start.
Oh, shit, that's right.
It should start by the time that we have another podcast, at the very least, right? Theoretically?
Oh, that's no. Going to be huge.
It's two. But I think there are a lot of contenders this year. Was really interesting. One of them, a lot of people are talking about Hades 2 being,
oh, of course,
game of the year.
I don't even think it won when the first Hades came out.
What's Hades competing against?
It's a good question. You'd have to give me a list.
I can look it up.
Expedition 3301. Wasn't Expedition 33 last year though?
No. Or Expedition 33 is this year. Came out at the beginning of the year.
Oh, 100% then. Yeah, no doubt. No doubt.
Hades won the game of the year, no?
Oh, it did? I thought it got overshadowed by some God, what's that other company? I thought it got overshadowed by some Devolver game or something.
No? It was 2021. Well, I need to.
Honestly, I would be really surprised if Expedition 33 doesn't win. I'd say the only reason it might not win is because a lot of people, it's not on like people's minds. So they might not like, I don't know, remember it. Either that or everybody's just going to go back and play it and it's just going to get an insane number of votes.
Yeah, I mean,
but Hades 2, definitely, like, it's...
Hades 2, people are talking about Donkey Kong Bonanza and Mario Kart World.
Mario
I don't
Kart
see...
World?
Yeah, I don't see a world where Mario Kart World ever.
Yeah, I don't know about that. I've heard so many mixed things about that one. I don't think so. Dude, just the storyline alone, I think Hades.
Oh, sorry. Game of the year for Hades is the year that Hades was up was Last of Us Part 2.
Oh.
I was looking at a different game awards.
Rip.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't think that it's like for sure Expedition 33. Because like Silksong's also on the ballot.
Aren't they? They should be in different categories, though, no?
But we're talking just game of the year, right?
Oh, so just like, the... yeah. It does kind of have a cult following, but I feel like that one is going to be close for sure.
I think Silksong is the last. Silksong's in Hades, because Hades 2 also just came out, didn't it? I think they both make the ballot.
No, I think Hades 2 came out like a month ago, maybe more. Double check.
See, Monster Hunter Wilds, I don't think gets it.
Oh no!
I'm surprised that Wilds is as popular as a lot of people apparently are talking about it.
Hades 2 came out May 6th, 2024. No way! Wait, what?
88 score makes it in. True.
Yeah, it did come out last year. So yeah, Hades 2 wouldn't be in this game of the year this year, would it?
When was the official release? Because it's been in... I thought the official release was more recent.
I'm looking at May 6, 2024. Oh, no, wait.
No, release date...
Okay, September that was the year... 25th. Yeah, okay, so September 25th. Okay, so yeah, it is. Got it.
Silksong released in September, too late in the year to win. You're saying too late to win or too late to be on the ballot? Because I don't know.
I think it's too late to be on the ballot because they closed it off at the beginning of...
is that how they do it now?
Q4, right?
September is in Q4.
Oh, wait, cutoff is August? What the fuck? I am so behind.
All right, so... if that is the case, then it's like Expedition 33. Prince of Persia is the only game I've ever enjoyed. Fair. Expedition 33, we have Monster Hunter Wilds, which I can't expect it to. I honestly, have you played Donkey Kong Bonanza or watched any gameplay of it?
No, I haven't seen shit on it.
It's pretty good.
Is it?
It's pretty fucking good.
Maybe I'll go take a Twitch perusal.
If you
what's going on?
Rick? They really just said fucking. You remember how silly Odyssey was, and then we kind of slowly removed the silliness from it. Let's just lean into it this time.
Oh my god.
Death Stranding is also Death Stranding. Split Fiction is another.
I think a lot of people are going to go for Split Fiction for sure.
I was going to say Split Fiction's another one that I wouldn't be surprised takes it. I know Expedition 33 is like also like the story behind the development and stuff like that really gives it a leg up. But, man, Split Fiction. At least watching people play it, because I don't have friends to play Split Fiction with.
His only friend is the guy who shows up to the podcast every now and then.
Yeah, that I haven't seen in months.
Yo, for real. You guys haven't like actually been on a podcast together for a while now.
We haven't done anything together. I think I've seen him in Discord maybe once in the last like 3 months.
Maybe we get back on SideQuest or some shit.
Yeah, I don't. Death Stranding 2. I also heard it was really good. It felt like a game that you would have played, Justin.
Death Stranding? No, I like. Like after I heard when the first one came out, how much of like a fucking, I don't know. It just, it not only sounded like a grind, but like a boring grind to me, and that just kind of turned me off of it. But like somebody literally said it was just like a MMO full of fetch quests, and I'm just like, I was just like, oh, nothing.
If I had to put money on it, and I'm not going to put money on it because I don't know what people fucking think. I want to say Expedition 33, but I could see it going to so many different games this year. I think it's less clear than it was like the last, what, 3 years, 4 years?
It's 2 33 Silk Song, Death Stranding, Dark Knight.
Because last year was Astro Bot. I think everyone knew it was Astro Bot.
Oh, I forgot about. Dude, I totally forgot we had an Indiana Jones game this year.
I did too, which is why I don't think it'll.
Completely forgot about that.
People are talking about it like it's gonna win. I've seen some Reddit threads. I did forgot that there was a game with that IP.
I've heard some people are liking the Ghost of Yote though.
Ghost of Yote looks sick. I might get that. I say that I have time to play video games right now.
Is that like a is it related to Ghost of Tsushima?
Yeah.
Or okay.
Yeah.
Tsushima? Tsushima? Sushi? Tsushima?
I think it's technically a sequel. Not in the sense that it like exists in the same world.
Yeah.
Like years later is what I understand.
Naturally. As most are just like, hey, let's make a sequel just 1,000 years forward or 1,000 years backwards. Nobody's going to know.
No. I mean, what the real trend is, hey, let's, you know that game that was really popular? Let's release it again. 17 times. I can't wait for Last of Us Part 1 remastered again the third time to come out. Oh. That's gonna.
They're gonna know. Megabonk's PC requirement subscription deserves one award minimum. You know, memory doctor. I was gonna say there just shouldn't be. There shouldn't be much you need to run that game, right?
Megabonk does specifically say processor potato, which makes me.
Does it really?
Yeah, on the Steam profile.
That's fucking hilarious. Graphics, no.
To be clear, there has to be specifically about Megabonks, there has to be somebody who actually tried to run that shit off of a potato. By narrow margin, Hades 2 is the best reviewed new game of the year.
Of 94 on Metacritic and 93 on Open Critic after it came out in September.
That's the new thing they put out about the game. Interesting. I'm curious on like also what
perceived injustice.
I never know what with the game rewards, what people value in games, especially because like. I feel like the last 1, 2, 3, 4, 5-ish years, there's literally just one game that's so much better than every other game that you're like,
yeah.
Content replayability updates for sure. But I would say the Expedition 33 has zero replayability. It's a long ass game.
I think that's kind of what makes it good, though, right? Again, I still have yet to play it, but
I don't. Yeah. But a game like Donkey Kong Bonanza has a lot of replayability.
Yeah.
I do think people value storylines more than most things. What about Dead by Daylight?
What about Dead by Daylight, bro? That's like a niche game right now.
I have never been able to replay Dead by Daylight, so I would say zero replayability, story.
I guess that depends on their definition of replayability. I don't know what an online game can. I mean, in that case, Apex has a shitload of replayability. Like Call of Duty has a shitload of replayability. You're always going into a new experience online. It literally says online experience may change.
Yeah, I don't know. I will say there's, I don't know if it's just because I'm getting older, but I feel like the trend of games are also just getting longer and more difficult. It's not, you're just special, Justin, number two.
Excuse me? What we're gonna have
I to talk. Detest being Justin number two.
Wait, who's she talking to? Me or you? I can't even tell.
Justin with glasses.
Oh wait, hold on. That. Oh, let me put it on my glasses.
Being number three, to be clear.
Number three to who?
I don't know.
Yo, KP, what up, baby? Or we would call their release a game every year. Yeah, pretty much. Now I need to wear glasses so nobody can tell the difference. You know?
I don't appreciate you stepping on my toes. I am the only 3D member of this cast that wears glasses.
What's poppin'? We're going over possible game of the year contenders. That should be, what did we say? It was coming up in, 2 weeks?
The voting starts in 3 weeks, 4 weeks. So, you know, games are basically locked in at this point. And, you know, since CJ's not here, he can't corrupt us with his opinions.
GTA right now is confirmed for early 2026. Is that going to stick, though? Well, let's be honest. Is that going to stick?
Okay. I need to put in, I know I've been talking about this. I need to put in my two cents. If you have a chance to play Donkey Kong Bonanza, it is better than Banjo-Kazooie. It's like Banjo-Kazooie, but better. Unironically.
I mean,
Hades versus Silksong. My thing is that I don't think Silksong's everybody's cup of tea. I think you can be bad at Hades and still enjoy Hades.
Honestly, just for the fact of you can literally turn on God mode and it literally says in the option, turn this on if you just want to enjoy the story.
Yeah.
But, it's definitely going to be between Hades, Silksong, and Expedition 33, in my opinion.
You really don't think Split Fiction? Because
I think it's going to be It's going to be top five for sure, but I don't think it's going to contend with either of those three, unfortunately. Just because, if we're being completely honest, you need a friend to play, and how many of us actually have friends to play a game? Well,
yeah, but that's kind of the appeal of it, right?
Hey guys, XP share 58 where we don't have friends.
Title of this episode is Justin and Justin discuss having no friends.
None of our friends show up. None of our friends are here. That's wild.
Patents, cheating, and loneliness.
That's gonna be the title. Sorry, anyway, that's gonna be the YouTube title. Oh man. but it's gonna be a pretty good year. I think last year we actually thought 2025 was gonna be pretty shit, right?
Yeah, I mean, to be clear, Expedition 33 came out of nowhere. Silk Song came out of nowhere. Hades 2, I don't know if they announced their official release date as 2025, but I mean, it was in early access forever.
Yeah, for at least a year.
Nintendo's notoriously bad at announcing things.
You know what I think was also a big flop is with all the backlash and shit that happened with Borderlands, just I'm pretty sure it's like, well, no, because even that dropped in September, so that wouldn't be valid for this year anyways. Never mind. Forget I said anything. But even then I think it's gonna be thrown off the pedestal because it just had a shit release.
Nobody could play, so you know, that's what are you gonna do?
Vote for a game you never played for.
I'm just saying, I think we had a really good point in the chat that Megabonks should be a running contender. If not for ease of access.
I hope you all have your bingo cards and been fucking going through them, by the way, because like we've been throwing a lot out there.
I've never talked a word in my life. don't do it.
But yeah. Fucking
yeah. I'm excited, actually. Yeah, like you're saying, 2025 kind of is the year of surprise games coming out.
Yeah, which is good too, because we were wholeheartedly thinking it was just going to be kind of like a whole year with another Call of Duty. Woo.
Yeah. God, imagine Battlefield 2. Imagine a world where Call of Duty is game of the year.
The way they keep churning them out, like that, I don't know, that would truly be like probably the biggest lull year of gaming, is if Call of Duty turned around and got game of the year again. I mean, I'm not saying it couldn't happen at all, but it's like they really have to do something new and innovative for them to become game of the year again, in my opinion.
2014 was also the first year, right?
Yeah, exactly. Like the first years, of course they deserved it, but now that they're just like churning them out every year, it's like, oh, Yeah, my new game that was supposed to be like this big thing just lost out to a game that's been the same fucking mechanic every single year.
To be clear, also Black Ops, I think Black Ops 2 deserves would have deserved the title.
Black Ops 7 could change it. You think so? Really? I haven't seen any gameplay on it. I heard they're bringing like wall running and stuff back too. So maybe.
Oh my god! Oh jeez!
It's like I think it's like what was it, Call of Duty 4 or 5 wall running? It's still not Titanfall wall running. So I'm just myself. I'm just kind of like, eh, whatever. But I also again haven't touched the beta of that either. So I can't really give too much opinion.
Another game series that needs to die. I mean, no, that's great. I like what you like, I guess.
I like what you like. But yeah, what? Oh, fuck. I already forgot of the... God damn it. I already forgot the title. I'm going to have to go back. Something what? Cheating loneliness.
What? Patents cheating and loneliness.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Patents.
Do you want me to put it into the doc?
Probably. It's because I have 3,000 other things on my mind. We got a lot of shit. I'm glad I got the last 2 days to like relax and kind of just chill and play Hades for a bit, but like it's time to get back to the grind. We're moving, boys and girls. Also, of course, if you haven't checked it out already, we got our first iteration of merch coming at you. Hopefully some more coming soon. But go check it out, crack-media.com/shop. Order yours today. Get your pre-orders in before the end of the month. Because we're going to be getting a bunch of those. And yeah. COD Movement sucks and always will. As a horse game enthusiast, no. You put the opinion out there. It's bad. I still actually do need to get a list of people to send a couple shirts to. So let me know on that. We can take that offline. But wait, are you Justin? Are you Fred? Hello? Come back? No, you're the... Okay. You're just, like, intensely thinking.
What? No, I... Yeah, you
literally looked frozen for a sec. I was like, wait, come back?
Yeah. Don't worry, your friend's here.
Oh, God. Well...
For a couple more seconds.
Hopefully, next episode we'll actually have CJ back, which means Clang's probably not going to be here.
Yeah, the restraining order is still pending, and just to be safe, my lawyers have advised me.
No contact whatsoever. We'll see you guys in 2 more weeks for XP share. Be on the lookout for the next episode of The Loading Screen and more events coming your way. Love you guys. Appreciate everything. Episode 58. Deuces!
What do Juice Wayne and Batman have in common? Join the Cracked Media Discord to find out. The answer may not be there, but there are a lot of other cool stuff. I promise.